Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. Bayer Aspirin has been running television ads for the last several months featuring people who have had heart attacks who now, on the advice of their doctors, are, quote, on an aspirin regimen. The suggestion is that everybody should be on an aspirin regimen as a means of preventing heart disease. The patients are ever so grateful for their doctor's recommendations to take aspirin. The only problem is that aspirin is not that effective in preventing heart attacks in most people, and in many studies, the risks outweigh the benefits. And there are other articles on this topic in the Health Briefs online library that I'd encourage you to look at, not taking this particular article I'm going to talk about as the definitive statement on this. There's lots of evidence. But a new study conducted by a research group in the Netherlands has concluded that aspirin is not advised for women to reduce heart attacks or strokes. In fact, 50 women would have to take aspirin for 10 years to benefit just one woman, and even that benefit is dependent on all the women being at high risk. There's virtually no benefit for women at low risk. The researchers analyzed data on 28,000 healthy women who were 45 years of age or older who had taken either aspirin or placebo. Women who took aspirin were taking about 100 milligrams every other day. The reduction in heart attacks, strokes, and death from heart disease was reduced from 2.4% to 2.2% in the aspirin group. Absolutely negligible, not even worth talking about. There are side effects from taking aspirin, which led the group to conclude, quote, aspirin was ineffective or even harmful in the majority of patients. Age was positively related to treatment effect, whereas current smoking and baseline risk for cardiovascular events were not. When the number willing to treat is 50 or lower, the aspirin treatment strategy that is associated with optimal net benefit in primary prevention of vascular events in women is to treat none. In other words, the recommendation was that the results of the study were so poor that you couldn't justify treating anybody with aspirin. Healthy men and women should not be talked into taking aspirin by their doctors or television ads. It is useless and dangerous for this population. That's all for now. Have a great day. There will be no messages tomorrow, Thursday, or Friday. I'm going to be traveling, but I will be back to all of you on Monday morning again. Have a great day.